This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Vastala with the news. The headlines first. The House of Representatives meeting ends today. Task force meeting ends inconclusively. Former Prime Minister Oli appeals Nepali Congress to end parliamentary deadlocks. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu denounces bid to arrest him over Gaza war. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives has thanked President Ramchandra Podil for his address of the joint houses on Jesh 1st. A task force meeting aimed at preparing the work plan for a parliamentary committee to investigate the cooperative scam ended without a conclusion. Minister of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Padam Giri stated that the meeting held at the ministry since today morning agreed on drafting the terms of reference TOR for the parliamentary committee and ending the parliamentary impasse. MP Sisir Khanal of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party mentioned that they were exploring ways to establish the mandate. Participants in the meeting included Minister Padam Giri, UML leader Mahesh Kumar Bartola, Nepali Congress leaders Gyanendra Bahadur Karki and Jeevan Pariyar, and Shishir Khanal of Rashtriya Swatantra Party. Former Prime Minister and Chairperson of CPN-UML, K.P. Sarma Oli, has appealed main opposition party Nepali Congress NC to end the parliamentary deadlocks. Talking to the media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, K.P. Oli has requested the oldest party of Nepal, Nepali Congress, to move further and end the deadlocks in order to pass the policy programs and budget of the coming fiscal year. Chairperson Oli pointed at the required political stability with coordination and cooperation to avoid complications in the country. He also added that the same unity among the parties is required as the one during the promulgation of the present constitution of Nepal. The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has said his government would assist Nepal in its efforts to cope with climate crisis. The British PM said it while addressing a special function organized by the Nepali Embassy in UK on the occasion of the centenary of Nepal-UK Friendship Treaty on Monday. The event was held at PM Sunak's office. In the days to come, the UK will boost its cooperation with Nepal on economic issues like trade, investment and climate change as well. He lauded the contribution made by the British Gorkha to elevate the bilateral relations. PM Sunak also reminded the visit of King Charles in Nepal. He also appreciated the works and achievements of Nepali diaspora in the UK. Nepali Ambassador to Britain Gyanchandra Acharya expressed best wishes on behalf of Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda to the UK Prime Minister Sunak. The event was also attended by British lawmakers, high-level officials, Nepali diaspora and well-wishers of Nepal in the UK. The Embassy of Nepal in Beijing, in collaboration with the Nepal Tourism Board and Nepal Association of Tour and Travel Agents NATTA of Gandaki Province, hosted a tourism promotion event under the theme Nepal Sales Mission 2024 Gandaki Province at the embassy on Monday. The event aimed to develop network among tour and travel operators of Nepal and China, the Embassy of Nepal in Beijing stated in a press release. In his welcome remarks on the occasion, Ambassador of Nepal to the People's Republic of China, Bishnu Pukar Shrestha, highlighted the major tourism attracts of Nepal and encouraged the participants to jointly cooperate to make the upcoming Visit Nepal Year 2025 a success, which was jointly declared by Nepal and China. He also urged the participants to build network as to enhance tourism cooperation between the two countries. The Chitwan National Park CNP has arrested six people on the charge of their involvement in trafficking in rhino horns, where one of the accused is absconding. The CNP office made them public, organizing a news conference here today. They were arrested from Bharatpur Metropolitan City 6 on April 9. CNP Chief Conservation Officer Dil Bahadur Purzapun said among the arrestees, a piece of the horn of the endangered one-horned rhino was found during his possession. This wildlife part was found inside the Gundred Dhaka Buffer Zone Community Forest under Amaltari region of the CNP in April 9 years back. According to Chief Conservation Officer Pun, Pariyar and one Bhairav Thapa of Kawasoti Municipality 15 had extracted the horn from the carcass of a one-horned rhino in the forest area when they had reportedly gone to the forest to collect animal fodders. In the wake of rising incidents of fire coupled with heat waves, a campaign to renovate and conserve traditional wells has been launched in Banki district. Ward number 3 and 7 of Nepalganj sub-metropolis began conserving wells in a bid to ease the efforts to douse fires that on rise in the urban settlements. The urban settlements have narrow streets where entry of four-wheel vehicles is impossible. In case of fire in the dense housing, neither fire engines nor water tanks can enter. The campaign of well conservation has been supported by the Urban Disaster and Quake Preparedness Project of the Nepal Red Cross Society. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has furiously condemned the International Criminal Court's prosecutor for seeking arrest warrants for him alongside Hamas leader over alleged war crimes in Gaza conflict. Mr. Netanyahu said that he has rejected with disgust that democratic Israel had been compared with what the so-called mass assassins. Mr. Netanyahu's comments have been echoed by U.S. President Joe Biden, who said there was no equivalence between Israel and Hamas. Israel and the U.S., its key ally, are not members of the ICC, which was set up in 2002. According to BBC, Mr. Biden said that there was no equivalence, none, between Israel and Hamas. Further, Mr. Biden added that it's clear Israel wants to do it all it can to ensure civilian protection. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken echoed the president's condemnation, saying Washington fundamentally rejects the move and it's dishonorable that ICC has no jurisdiction over this matter. Mr. Blinken also suggested the request for arrest warrants would jeopardize ongoing efforts to reach a ceasefire deal. Mr. Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving prime minister, condemned the application to seek his arrest as an absurd and false order. An Australian military transport plane has landed in New Caledonia to pick up travelers stranded after unrest shut down the island's international airport. It was the first of two Australian aircraft arriving to rescue 300 citizens who have registered for assistance in the French Pacific Territory. The unrest began last week after lawmakers in Paris voted through changes that would allow more French residents to vote in local elections, a move indigenous leaders say will dilute the political influence of native people. Four civilians, including at least three indigenous Kanak residents, have been killed in riots along with two police officers. Dozens more have been injured and more than 200 people arrested so far. Both Australia and New Zealand said they would prioritize flying out those with the most pressing need, with passenger lists being organized by consular staff. According to Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong, tourists from other countries would also be assisted. It has estimated that about 3,200 people are waiting to leave or enter New Caledonia. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at some places of Kosi and Lumini province and hilly regions of rest of the provinces and at one or two places of rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of western wind as well as local air in the country, including induced low pressure system from around Bihar in India. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. The House of Representatives meeting ends today. Task force meeting ends inconclusively. Former Prime Minister Oli appeals Nepali Congress to end parliamentary deadlocks. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu denounces bid to arrest him over Gaza war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.